Welcome everybody to the Hustle City Podcast, January 14th, 2017. Here we are on Skype, making it happen. Big time, Prod Matt, Triple D in the house. What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing good. We're still here, bitches. You couldn't get rid of us. You can't kill us. That's it. That's all I really got to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take it easy, guys.
All right. Good podcast, everybody. You can get at us at Twitter at Hustle City Pod, Hustle City Podcast on Facebook, Hustle City Podcast at gmail.com. We're on Stitcher, iTunes, and you can rate and review us there. And I think we have a Patreon account now, but I'm not really positive about that. I was working on it, and I don't really know if you can donate there yet, but check it out. Look for us there. And if you want to, donate us some money.
Yeah, Patreon's getting big, baby. I love
it. I've never heard of it. What is this?
Consider yourself a patron of the arts. You want to spread the love around. Make, you know, kind of like donations to your starving artists.
I don't have that much disposable income. I got enough people taking money out of my till.
No, it's so people can give us money.
I have a gym membership. I haven't gone to a gym in I finally got online banking, which, like, yeah, step up. What's up? Welcome. It's like I got rid of my pager last week. So I go to the place where you don't have online banking? I'm like, no. You don't have the app? I'm like, no. Because I lost my credit card like 2 months ago. I still can't find it, but...
what's the internet?
Yeah. So I go and she's like so shocked I don't have online banking. So I got that, realized how much shit is getting taken out of my account without me knowing. I'm getting nickel and dime to death like crazy.
Oh yeah.
11.83 for this like dating app I had 10 years ago.
Oh, it's mental.
I think I'm still paying for AOL.
Well, it's time to clean. It's New Year. Time to clean up the old finances.
That AOL is still in business. They still get 3 million subscriptions a year.
Get out of town. No way.
People are still paying $20 a month for that. 3 million people.
Genius.
Still have dial-up modems.
Smartest people ever. The thing is,
Hillary Clinton voters.
It doesn't even make sense. Like, because then the thing is, yeah, that's why I'm surprised they push online banking so hard. Because it's like, if you have online banking and all of a sudden you start checking your account like every week, you're like, whoa, wait, what? I'm paying for what? Hang on a second. Let's get rid of this.
Yeah. Thank God.
The
new iPhone has like a thing where you can go into like your account and says subscriptions you have. I like, didn't know I had like six of these things. I'm like, I'm telling you, if like $4.83 are coming out of my account all the fucking time for some meaningless shit. But then, so I lost my credit card, so I got this mobile cash thing, BMO Harris, what's up, Bank of Montreal? Get in there. The only reason I'm with them is because my bank's gotten bought 5 fucking times. I'm not ever changing my bank account.
Stay away from Wells Fargo.
Unless if they buy BMO Harris, I'm going with Wells. I'm not changing.
Wells Fargo got some craziness.
I'm sure the Canadians are a little bit loose with the fucking ethics.
If you can't trust a Canadian, who can you trust?
I was thinking about applying for a job at Wells Fargo.
What?
I was thinking about applying for a job at Wells Fargo, being a bank teller.
Well, never mind. Wells Fargo's the greatest.
Well, what happened was they were, like, forcing their tellers, and, like, they were trying to sell all the stuff to people that they didn't need, so they had, like, all these, like, a crazy amount of, like, overdraft protection, and like, they were buying, like, $89 worth of stuff every time they, like, went in to just, like, take some money out. And if you didn't try to sell, like, their managers would drag you in office, like, we're going to fire you if you don't do this.
They were just trying to slam people.
So, and then, like, if they did fire you, because if, like, you had a moral objection, you're like, this is wrong. We're just, like, giving people stuff they don't need or want. They can mark your permanent banking history with this certain corporate letter. Like, no bank will ever hire you again. Oh, so much like just blackballing people and going nuts, and it's a big deal.
bank tellers have either got to A, have like a seriously unbelievable union, or you all should be out of a job immediately.
Oh, we have a guest here. I'm sorry. It's
so like bank tellers have no long-term job security. They shouldn't. You should be fired. You should have been fired 5 years ago. It's just there's one rich dude who's like, it's probably T-Bone Pickett's or some shit, is like, we're not letting this go. No, I'm not giving my money to a machine. Like, they won't, like, you should be gone. There should be no people doing, checking out people at stores, automation, you know? Get rid of the bank teller. How the hell do they still have jobs?
I
still see the bank tellers. I'm still writing checks. I lost my debit card, like I was saying. So, like, I write checks to get some money out. I'm like, God, I'm the only person doing this.
Yeah, probably.
You probably
I went to
are.
Walmart and go, do you take a check? And she goes, let me ask. And they go, yeah. So they've been taking checks for years. And she goes, I haven't done a check in 3 years.
Let me write this out for you. Whoa.
Some lady comes into our store. I'm like, oh, I only take a check if it's out of state and you don't have an ID. I'm like, no, don't pay with a check. They're like, give me a credit card. A credit card or check? I go, credit card.
Yeah.
What the fuck with a check? Are you crazy? I'll pay the 3% for you to not ask me that question.
The craziest thing technology-wise is the fact that neither of you had Skype, which is insane.
Yes. That's my first Skype call ever.
Yeah.
Welcome to the club.
Very exciting. Look at us. We're in the 21st century now.
And I'm not like the, like I'm not out back like retiling my fallout shelter. Like this is ridiculous. What am I doing? Why do I not choose to do some things? Like I hate Twitter, stupid. I love Instagram.
I hear Twitter's falling off.
The internet I use a ton, but like I don't like talking on phones. Thank God for texting. I hate talking on the phone. Try and get me on the phone. I will delete your call and text you whatever you want. That's what I won't do. I won't pick up your phone call. I won't do it.
Or the hell out of it.
We're going backwards, too. We're basically writing hieroglyphics now with these emojis.
Yeah, that's all. I just give thumbs up emojis to everything.
Aliens are going to find, they're like, we've gone backwards. Like, we're going backwards.
That's right.
Or maybe the Egyptians have gone tons forward.
We did a podcast about this, Hustle City's Guide to the Future, and we talked about how our society was going. I said we were getting dumber, and you just proved it. You had hope for humanity.
Well, I do. We voted for Trump. I'm pretty stoked about that. About time.
It's cool, man. I mean, look.
Oh, I don't know. Give a shit.
Yeah, who cares? I mean,
I didn't say anything the whole election. No,
that's a good strategy. Usually,
didn't put anything on Facebook. I still don't because I don't want to hear anybody's inane bullshit.
No.
But, who voted for Trump? I'm like, oh.
Who are all these people?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Where are they hiding? Fucking, not everybody thinks like you, woman.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm in this group chat, and it's hilarious, because the one guy is just all about, like, he's like, oh, it's all these stupid middle-aged white men who... blah, 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 they hate women and all this. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, you say that about everything.
No, it's like, everybody on the train that you're on when you're rallying against Trump who's not talking. You crazy lunatics. Blah, 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 blah. And then everybody's like, yeah, okay, yeah, I agree. There are people voting for him. Everybody else besides you talking. Fucking morons. I used to get in fights at bars with these people. It'd almost be like, we were defending Sarah Palin.
From hilarious. Defending liberty!
We're defending Sarah Palin, like, all of a sudden the guy's like, you just call me a terrorist? Like, what? Wichita's throwing a chair at some guy at the end of the night. It's insane. I've been dealing with these people for fucking ever. They're crazy. And now Matt's 6 years younger than me, and he hangs out with a known socialist. That wouldn't have flown in my time.
The left...
Silverhawk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Silverhawk.
We know he's feeling the burn.
He's a hilarious socialist.
He's down to be a guest caller, but I don't want to call him in the middle of these hot political takes.
I know, you don't even want to talk to him about it.
Because then you two will just get in an argument, me and Rudy will just have to leave.
Yeah. Like, I mean, no, the argument is good when the super left-right debate.
Well, that's like, my buddy Dave was talking about it. His wife's family is completely liberal. Like, totally, like, lunatic liberal. And they're, like, at dinner talking about politics. I'm like, why would you even... I go, she's got balls to even talk about it. Why would you go... Oh, next time somebody brings up at dinner, I'll go, good point. You changed my whole life view at fucking dinner. Something you said. You are the genius person who, you know, in my 33 years of life, like, oh, there is no God. You're right. God, yeah.
I want to pay more taxes. Thank you.
Liberty's not all taxes.
Liberty schmiberty.
Personal choices.
Take care of me, big brother. I love it. Hey, speaking of big brother, now this is, I wanted to do this show, and this we might call this Hustle City Guide to the Illuminati. If this even makes it to the internet, because we might get all wiped out even discussing this. Now this is a post I've just seen all over the internet, and it's a blog post from. The only ID he gives is
The Reckoning.
The cool thing about the Skype thing is you can actually share the URL in our chat, and we could all look at it, too.
Right. I'll get right on that. You pretty much just do a Google search of Illuminati, and this guy's post will come up, because it's really, like, the only blog post that have. I got to figure out how to...
What's the only blog post about the Illuminati out there?
Pretty much.
What? You don't want the right spots. Go to Infowars.com. He's got all the documents.
Well, speaking of Infowars, we got some issues with that guy.
Do Alex Jones?
Yeah.
What's your problem with him?
I don't have a problem with him. This gentleman, the author of the article, has a big problem with him.
Who's the author?
Well, the only
David idea... David Rothschild.
David Rockefeller.
Oh, I'm not going there. I'm not going anonymous.com. Are you fucking crazy?
No, hold on. I'm finding the other...
Julian Assange's wiki page. Fuck this shit. I'm well-versed on this topic. Bring it.
Well, I just want to discuss this. I'm not saying this is true at all. I'm just... I'm sure it is. It could be completely true. All right, this is a guy, he said he was 19 years old. He was at Harvard in 64. And he was making a ton of money, you know, doing some brokerage and stuff.
He's 19?
Yeah, 19 at Harvard. He was pretty powerful and influential. He's not revealing his identity.
All right, well, I got problems with it.
Yeah, that's what I said, dude. This is wild. But he can't reveal his identity, of course, because the Illuminati will kill him. Or we'll just all, like, everybody would just be like, hey, dude. So, one night, he's walking back to his dorm shortly after midnight. He was approached by two men in black suits. I initially assumed that, and I'm quoting him here, I initially assumed that they were going to investigate my business activity because some of it was not exactly legal. They asked me to come with them, and I followed them into the basement of a two-story house a couple streets over from my dorm room. They sat me down at a table and asked me if I was willing to make a deal. And I go on a little bit, and he said, I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do. So he was a member, he says he was a member of the Illuminati for 47 years, and he's one of the seven people in the history of the Illuminati that performed the departure ritual. That's apparently involved some human sacrifice, according to my research here. So that's how he left it. No, and like I said, you guys can stop me when we're going through here and make any comments you feel is necessary. Real reason he's doing this is to, he extinguished his sacred contract with the Illuminati because he just can't live with this guilt he's going through.
but I will not tell my name or face any punishment for it, but I feel really bad.
Well, he does have an email address. We can always...
TheReaper@hotmail.com.
Ask him if he wants to be a guest on the podcast.
Sure. Hold on.
Okay, keep going. I don't know. Fuck him.
And it's really, like, I had to, like, go and, like, do research on all his points here.
What's he saying? I mean, okay, does the Illuminati exist? Let's start with that question. Yeah, probably something like that. I mean, there's Skull and Bones, there's the Masons, there's all this shit. There's a goddamn Missouri Grinders Association. You know, there's, like... I just started the Missouri Hand Sharpening Association, MISHA. It's me. I'm the president of it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean I'm doing it. Like, everything. Rich, powerful people have controlled the world for 1,000 years. Deal with it.
Okay.
The Pope, Colonel Sanders, the Vatican.
One of the headlines here, Barack Obama is not a member of the Illuminati. He's something much, much worse.
Oh, God.
What? A Democrat?
Yes.
That's actually all it says is that he is something much, much worse.
Yeah.
A lizard person. I don't...
NASA, completely controlled by the Illuminati.
What do they do? What are their gains? What are
they're
their
looking
goals?
For interdimensional portals.
Is that what they're saying, really?
That's some of the theories getting floated out there.
Vortexes?
Yeah.
Vortices.
Maybe. Denver, Colorado.
The airport.
Is an evil... Yeah, the airport. You know this.
Yeah, I know everything about this.
Okay, why is the airport evil?
Dude, it's got like 13 different quadrants on it. It's like got underground tunnels that are bigger than the whole city. It's fucking nuts. Go ask Stelmacher. Yeah, we know about this.
Okay, good. That's why we're
There's
having...
There's paintings on the wall of all crazy shit.
This is why
it's
this
like
is
murals.
This guide to the Illuminati and got triple D expert.
But look at the back of a dollar bill.
Just look at it.
With the triangle pyramid, what do you think that is? The eye?
That is a map to a treasure, which was discussed in Nicolas Cage documentary National Treasure, yes.
Sorry, Dr. Nicolas Cage. We know him. Yeah, I'm very familiar with his work.
So, you aware of the baby sacrifices going on in Denver?
Dude, whatever. The Bohemian Grove. I'm sure, yeah, are you familiar? So, apparently...
Hey, I'm just finding out about this from the internet.
Man, how would they describe this on Mysterious Universe? How would they talk about this? Baby sacrifice, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got a piece of little information about apparent... baby sacrifices.
Alleged.
Now, I'm not saying that we agree with any of this, but this is what we read in this article that we found on a blog randomly in America.
We went to Google and pressed, am I feeling lucky? And this is what came up. Alex Jones, okay, let's talk. Alex Jones has been following this shit. Alex Jones has been saying this shit for years, goddammit. He's such a lunatic. They can't get rid of him because he's like, it's like that movie with Patrick Stewart where the conspiracy theory with Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, this
throw a bunch of shit against the wall and something's going to stick.
Well, this guy says Alex Jones is a member of the Illuminati.
Oh, that's horseshit. How dare you?
All right, I'm going to go quote for quote here. Alex Jones is not who he says he is. For years, he has been working to uncover the secrets of the Illuminati and the New World Order. But yet, he is a member of the former and will be in power in the latter. Jones has been placed in a world of conspiracy theories to feed false information, to throw trackers off the trail. Do not believe anything that the man tells you. All of the information that he presents is fabricated by the Illuminati for the Illuminati. Think of Joseph
Goebbels. Oh, that's terrible. How dare you?
Joseph Goebbels. Stop listening to him if you are. You are being lied to by a man that receives his instructions straight from the Illuminati.
See, this gets into very dangerous territory where like the next link you're going to put up is from like Stormfront or something that is like a white supremacist crazy anti-Semitic thing. It's like you're on the fringes, Rudy. You're on the fringes, and you better watch it because it's going to get dark, really dark. Because you're going to go to some website where it's like, yeah, and they're going to throw in words like, yeah, Alex Jones is married to a Jew. That's why, something.
I'm being
going to get very anti-Semitic pretty soon.
Oh, no, I've read some pretty racist stuff.
And that's where
Jews are not favorable unless they sell out to the Illuminati.
And you're starting really getting close into Anunnaki territory where the lizard aliens.
I think the Anunnaki, or wait, no, never mind. Those are the lizard ones. I can't ever remember.
Yeah. Go read Chariots of the Gods by Graham Hancock. Talks about alien theory and all this shit. It gets Rudy, this is where you're at. You're very close.
Graham Hancock is awesome.
And Alex Jones is not fake. Talk to Joe Rogan's like, I go to dinner with Alex Jones. And he's like, goddamn Illuminati. Oh, he can't stop. He's like, waiter's trying to kill me. He's insane.
So you're aware of Booker in Sao Paulo, Brazil, that can hold 5,000 people for 10 years?
I've seen Deep Impact, the movie.
We all kind of had the inclination that there's bunkers all over the place. When they were
the Bush family bought the two biggest aquifers in the world in Peru.
So they're
water sources. They're all buying water.
Well, in South America, baby.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Rich people are ahead of the game. Wow. What's the Bilderberg meeting? God, I'm glad somebody is actually... Thank God for Bilderberg. Can we all have a meeting together, people? Come on. Can we get a bunch of... That's amazing. Good. Except their plan sucks and they don't plan enough. Can we have some world council planning a lot more shit around here? We need the Illuminati. There's no plan.
Yeah.
Nobody's got a plan. Who are we going to leave it up to? China to come up with a plan?
You don't even have online banking. Huh?
What do we know?
I can't run this fucking shit. Somebody come up with a world plan. Oh, the Illuminati that has one? Good. At least it's on paper.
Somebody's got something.
Jesus, we have a list. Do we have a list somewhere? Everybody. And then you get the Chinese involved. I bet there's no Chinese Illuminati.
Lee Chiang is Chinese Illuminati.
Is he the one?
He was meeting with David Rockefeller, who's obviously a member of the Illuminati.
And the Rothschilds, Rockefeller, Standard Oil.
They said Leon Trotsky was not assassinated. He was actually secured in a bunker after defeated Trotsky and secured power in the Soviet Union following Lenin's death. Trotsky was moved to an underground bunker just inside Switzerland. Stalin originally did not know about this because he did not follow the orders of the Illuminati. Then Trotsky was going
to be... Stalin, good guy.
He's a rebel. Was going to be reinstated as the leader of the Soviet Union. It was important to have Trotsky placed in this bunker because Stalin was going to kill him otherwise. Stalin eventually fell in line with the Illuminati's plans and Trotsky was executed because he was no longer needed. So he wasn't killed in Mexico by some dude in a pick with a pick.
Yeah, we all know that's false. But, I would rather be ruled by the Illuminati than China or Stalin.
But they're all in it together, man, apparently.
Apparently not. Stalin went to the beat of his own drum.
This is all coming into focus here.
Quit Stalin and read the rest of this email. Quit
Stalin.
It's all Abraham starting Lincoln to make sense. Abraham
Lincoln was not murdered by John Wilkes Booth.
No, okay.
Abraham Lincoln, former Tournament of Badass champion.
Don't Lincoln sully Lincoln's name. Lincoln was placed Lincoln's in
the
name.
Office of presidency as a pawn. The Illuminati knew that if he was elected from then the South would succeed. The Civil War made the North very, very rich. That was the only reason the Civil War was allowed to happen. If the Illuminati had not seen the opportunity to become rich off of the war, then slavery would still be an American institution. Lincoln was placed in office just to start the war. He made a deal that once the war was over, that he would be removed from office. This was taken care of through a fake assassination, and he spent the rest of his days in a bunker in Mexico.
Oh, that's completely fucking ridiculous. I don't even know where to start on that one. That's retarded. That's stupid.
How did the North get rich off the Civil War? Because
I'm not insulting anything, dude. I'm reading this. I'm not like... Oh, no, man.
This guy,
This guy knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he must really know some. I'm going to say some really asinine shit. George Washington's teeth were made out of uranium. Nuclear fire on everybody. The fuck is he talking about?
North get rich from the Civil War because they produced the guns?
I don't know. Nobody got rich off the Civil War. That shit cost money, man. How does anybody get rich from spending all of their resources and manpower on a fucking something that has no tangible fucking shit?
All that gold, son.
What gold? From where?
From the South. They stole it from the South.
So stole it from themselves?
They just wanted to give
it to themselves? To give to the Illuminati?
They stole it from the slaves. The slaves had stockpiles of gold, and no one knew about it.
In Mexico. It's in a Mexican bunker. I love how that's the answer for everything. it's in a Mexican bunker somewhere. Everybody's in a bunker in Mexico.
You ready for this next guy?
This is
huge.
Yes, I was born ready.
The Cardinals did not win the 2011 World Series by their own merit.
Lou Brock. No, Saddam Hussein. Hussein was in power in Iraq merely to raise justification for invasion by the United States and other nations. Many of you are already familiar with what I've said about the plans to entirely take over the Middle East and to secure the oil that is currently untapped.
Makes sense.
The Hussein that was hung was a dummy, and the cell phone video that was released was meant to be released as, quote, proof. Saddam is currently in a bunker somewhere in Argentina. I do not know of any future plans with him.
So they have, what, 439 bunkers, and they just hide everyone that gets assassinated in them? Is Martin Luther King in a bunker somewhere?
I gotta buy stock in this bunker company. Who's installing these bunkers?
It's
Halliburton?
It's probably the guys from Fallout.
See, we can just, let's just go with this. Yeah, there's obviously bunkers built by Halliburton, Cheney, Bush, 9/11.
Y'all know of the HAARP machine conspiracy.
I know about, yeah, HAARP, yeah. Of course. Look at DARPA.
They caused Hurricane Katrina. And,
they caused
Hurricane. Why do you think FEMA was so slow to provide adequate assistance? The engineers needed time. Because they used the, now they've acted. The children have all been affected with microbodies.
Oh.
So they're going to be a bunch of...
What?
I'm not sure. This guy, like, he's kind of all over the place.
Does he write like a 19-year-old kid who went to Harvard, or does he write like an idiot?
He's kind of, like, gets off on little tangents. Now, he already mentioned that the oil spill was used as an agent to
deep horizon will
in the area, yeah.
And then they made it into a movie.
That thing sucked. You know what? That thing did suck. That blew. Not as bad as the tsunami that killed 250,000 people.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that was Illuminati and all over it.
The tsunami?
The earthquake in Haiti.
Okay, enough. Okay, this guy's a retarded. Everything. Mount Vesuvius. Illuminati.
Yeah.
Now, they talk a little bit about drugs here. There are massive amounts of cocaine, marijuana, and heroin, and all kinds of other drugs. The drug trade and war on drugs are essential to the Illuminati. As more and more drugs are traded and cartels become more powerful, the Illuminati becomes richer and more powerful. One of the major contributors and benefactors to the drug trade is Warren Buffett. Buffett has been running the drug trade in the Western Hemisphere for the past 20 years. The drug cartels in Mexico are his power.
Okay.
Buffett secured control of the drug trade when he approached multiple drug cartels and presented them with contracts.
Warren Buffett.
He's been in control of his drug trade? Warren Buffett, yes.
Oh.
He's the kingpin of drugs.
The reason he hasn't gotten a liable suit is because it's true.
And Ben Bernanke's assisting with the day-to-day operations.
The Fed. What is the Bremen Woods? What else are you gonna say? Langley. Just use buzzwords, a bunch of buzzwords.
NORAD. Check us out at Hustle City Podcast. You can email us at hustlecitypodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at Hustle City Pod. Check out our Facebook page, Hustle City Podcast.
And if you're a member of the Illuminati, please post and say weird things. Bin Laden.
Let us know where we might have been a little off in our research.
I hope there is an Illuminati. I hope there is.
I'm sure there is.
We're pro Illuminati. We're pro Illuminati on this podcast.
Of course.
Because I'm all about at least somebody having a 5-year plan.
A tie-in with us is ton of robots and are stored in these bunkers.
Robot. Probably. Well, what do they say about? So who's not Illuminati?
Is Musk
not Illuminati?
I don't know. He doesn't have a roster.
Are we Illuminati?
He does have the North American. He does have the power structures. Yeah.
If you were forming, let's do an Illuminati fantasy draft. My top three picks would be Neil deGrasse Tyson, Elon Musk, and General Mattis.
They are in the Illuminati.
If I were to be picking, if I were starting my Illuminati team, my roster, that's who I'd get to be the top level wizard. It would be Neil deGrasse Tyson. Let's go Neil deGrasse Tyson, Anthony Bourdain, and Michael Keaton.
Yeah, he's a fabulous actor. Love that guy. You want to hear the power structures, or you want to hear their evil schemes with they have
who's in charge?
Okay, North America, Warren Buffett is most likely the head of all Illuminati operations, mm-hmm. followed by Ben Bernanke, followed by Lloyd Blankfein, who is CEO of Goldman Sachs.
Notice a little bit of a couple of, Sons of Abraham are on these, right?
All their names start with, last names start with B.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
A Stein or a Steen or a Feld.
Yeah, recently Goldman Sachs invested almost $500 million in Facebook. Usually this means that Facebook will fall under Illuminati control soon, just as MySpace and Twitter have.
MySpace is definitely Illuminati.
Other key players in North America are Alex Jones, Bill Clinton, Rahm Emanuel, of course Obama, and Timothy Geithner.
That's 70% Jews. This is why you gotta be really careful.
I think Bill Clinton's Jewish.
You sure?
South America is. South America's void of any real Illuminati leaders. Hugo Chavez was too difficult to work with.
Oh, that makes sense.
In Europe, Nicolas Sarkozy is the main guy. Him and several African arms dealers are in control there. The Middle East is... Okay, yeah, this is where we're getting into what you're talking about. The Middle East is controlled largely by Benjamin Netanyahu, which did not come as much of a surprise. Netanyahu does not have as much control as you would think, however. As I have stated before, Israel is the grand puppet state of the Illuminati.
Yeah. Yep, there it goes.
Yeah, this is where it kind of gets off the... This is why Israel will destroy Iran to start World War III.
This is why Israel keeps taking over land and then acting like they've been there forever.
Yeah. Asia is controlled entirely by Vladimir Putin and his cronies.
All of Asia?
China has chosen to give up a little power to the Illuminati. They cooperate, just do not care to become too involved. But we already talked about Li Chiang. That's the power structure according to this champ.
Warren Buffett and 30 Jews.
Warren Buffett and Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
And apparently they're working on Montgomery Burns type plan to shut off the sun.
Good. About that time.
So yeah,
wait, shut off the sun?
Yeah. 9 days after they turn on this machine, everything will be dead.
Why?
I don't know.
I want to hear more about this. Humans. Do you have details on this?
Not really. Hold on a second.
This is in Highlander 2.
What movie did he steal this from?
They're going to start... Okay, hold on.
Speaking of Highlander, check out my blog on HustleCityBlogspot.com.
Here we go, Illuminati. The scientists working for the Illuminati have found a way that they can shut off the sun. A weapon has been created that shoots a beam of high-density radiation right into the heart of a planet or star. The beam of radiation penetrates through the planet, creating a very large cylinder in the exact middle of it. The radiation that is left behind begins to eat at the star planet, and the effects spread like wildfire. This technology has been tested on various stars in our immediate solar system and is very effective. The first thing that occurs to the star is that the radiation eats a perfect cylinder through the middle of the star. The radiation left behind begins working its way outward, degenerating anything in its path. The radiation continues to build and spread. Some stars hung on until they are totally deteriorated from the radiation. However, some stars became so unstable that they combusted at a certain point. Scientists are certain that this technology can be used on the sun, but also on other planets.
What are they talking about? This is ridiculous. I don't even think the science is right on this. Isn't that like they're powered by radiation, you stupid shit? This is retarded.
The sun creates radiation.
Was that it would, from the initial shot of radiation, it would take approximately 9 years for the entire sun to be entirely consumed. We would begin seeing the effects of the radiation in approximately 3.5 years, however. The first signs would be shorter days and a decreased amount of sunlight during those days.
If they've made this machine and tested it on stars that are near our solar system, like the closest star is like 13 trillion light years away or something. They would have had to have made a machine that can somehow travel faster than the speed of light, and they wouldn't be able to see the results of their machine in less than like, what? Hang on, actually, I'll look up how close.
Yeah, if you believe in theoretical time and space as you believe it, the Illuminati's gone way past that, bro. Marty McFly's in charge.
So the closest star is Proxima Centauri, and it's 4.243 light years away.
Not anymore, they exploded it.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Take that, everyone.
The Illuminati is run by a bunch of lunatic psychos who are just blowing up.
I'm gonna look up
Palpatine, it sounds like.
Which star has the Illuminati destroyed?
Is this just all because Assassin's Creed the movie's coming out?
Yeah, it's all just a long, long ad.
It's a long, complex thing for Miramax. This podcast is sponsored by Miramax and Michael Fassbender.
You know what? It could be the Illuminati weapon is actually just the weapon from the Fifth Element.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
In the pyramids, except for instead of the Fifth Element, they had the evil walked in, and then that's what the beam was, the evil beam instead of the good beam.
Yeah, but you defeat it by love.
Well, not
is that the answer to defeat the Illuminati? Love.
If they would have, if
that movie's still badass.
Yeah, I just watched it the other day because Kenny never seen it.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it was great.
Huh? I took Carson today to see the dinosaurs at the science center. Oh, yeah. I got video of it. The first time he walks down the stairs, he was like, "Oh no." He was like, "Oh boy." He's like Scott Bakula.
T-Rex.
Oh, boy. I'm like, they're not real. He's like, where'd it go? He was pretty pissed off. I didn't explain extinction.
Oh, yeah.
He's three.
It's So, yeah, he'll get it.
He'll get it.
He's also a member of the Illuminati.
Oh, okay. We don't want any trouble. You go ahead and blow up whatever sun you want. So, that was our Illuminati guide to.
Yeah, I mean, so watch out for Jews, because 7 out of 10 Jews are in the Illuminati, or all of them are, I guess, is what they're saying. And then you defeat them through love.
Yeah, it's pretty much
orange hair.
They're basically the bad guy from the Fifth Element. They're the evil planet that is approaching Earth.
Gary Oldman's hair in that movie was really ridiculous.
It was something.
Whose hair?
But it had a Gary Oldman, the Zorg.
Oh yeah, Zorg.
But then you had the greatest name in movie history, Corbin Dallas.
Corbin Dallas.
The movie's so good. I'm gonna watch it probably on Netflix. Right. I'm probably gonna watch it on VHS after we get done with this Skype call.
It is such a good movie. I was watching it. I was just like, oh my god, it's so good. But then, like, so we, like, started the movie. I guess we're getting into a Fifth Element review here. So, we started the movie.
4.5 arches.
Oh, it's at least 4 arches. 4.5 arches?
That's Big Trouble Little China territory, bro.
Yeah.
That's up there. Not quite.
So, like, the beginning of the movie, you know, it starts off, there's the aliens in Egypt and whatnot and all that, and the pastors and stuff. Oh, that's cool. And then we get to the part where they like, regenerate or, like, genetically clone the cells from Lilu.
Perfect.
And make the perfect being. And then I was like, wait a second, so that are all those aliens the perfect being, or did they, like, get her out of her sarcophagus thing and then give her one of their suits? Because, like, the glove that they clone is one of their gloves.
Well, some of their microbiology was probably on the inside. You figure they had to be some sort of cyborg-like being.
But, so, like, each of them had the perfect genetics in them?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It
was real.
It probably had something to do with our physical representation of what is beauty.
So we started it, and then, like, we sat there for, like, 10 minutes, and he kept asking questions about it. I was like, you just gotta watch, man. Because this doesn't really matter. This is just, like, her getting into the movie.
We're focusing about things that do matter. Cigarettes.
Yeah.
Those cigarettes with the long filters. That's what matters.
Yeah, that's how that you quit smoking. It's like, quit smoking. So I don't smoke any cigarettes. I mean, I used to smoke, but I don't smoke anymore, man. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's a good.
You understand why that coming out of my mouth?
Yeah, Chris Tucker's big role.
Man, he was great.
The freakiest thing in that movie is where the spoiler alert, where the operas come back huge. EDM opera is big in the future, and. Like, you know, that chick was crazy looking. The blue chick.
Oh!
And he had to pull the stone out of her stomach.
Dude, okay. Oh, I actually, there's some we were doing some research because Kenny was talking about, who's that director?
What director?
The director from The Fifth Element.
It's not Michael Bay, is it?
No. It's, hang on, actually.
Martin Scorsese.
No. Luc Besson.
What else has he done?
All right, hang on. Luc Besson. He's done a whole bunch of shit, I think, actually. He's from Paris, of course. He's done The Professional, Taken 2, Spotter 2, The Fifth Element. He's done a whole bunch of random movies. But anyway, so this dude was married to that blue lady.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so they were, okay, so they got married when she was, like, they started dating when she was 14. And he's 20 years older than her. And then she was pregnant at 16. They got married. And then she, like, kind of wasn't an actress anymore. And then during The Fifth Element, he started dating whoever Lilu is.
Oh. My buddy's cousin is married to Lilu's sister in real life. So we're kind of like, I'm kind of banging her.
5 degrees to Fifth Element right there.
I gotta find this. This is the craziest thing. So, her name was Anne Perelaud, and she played the Blue Lady, the opera singer.
Uh-huh.
And, oh gosh, where did...
Triple D's buddy's banging her sister? What, is that what you said?
No, he's Lilu, the Fifth Element girl. Ah, dang it, where is it?
Well, stay tuned next time when we explain this one.
Oh, I looked it up the other day. It's the craziest story, because she was like 16. And they got...
Mila Jojakovic, whatever.
Yeah, Mila Jojakovic.
Let's go.
But yeah, so they get married, they have a kid, and then she's only like 16 when this all happens. He's like 35. And then... Like, which is already creepy. And then during The Fifth Element, he starts dating the girl that plays The Fifth Element. And they get married. I was like, what the fuck? This guy's a real creep.
He sounds creepy as hell.
A great director.
Yep, fantastic movie. Anyway, Prod Matt, where can we get a hold of us?
Oh, you can get a hold of us at hustlecitypodcast@gmail.com if you want to give us some comments or fan takes. Twitter at Hustle City Pod, Hustle City Podcast at Facebook. You can look us up on Patreon. I'm not sure if you can donate or not, but try it. We're on Stitchers and iTunes. Rate and review on there. And then I uploaded a YouTube video too at Hustle City Podcast.
On All YouTube. Right.
But it's not a video. It's just one of our episodes.
Make sure you include that in the show notes, bud.
It's a guide to for the ladies.
Nice.
The first All one, right. I think.
For Triple D, Prod Matt, this is Rudy signing off. Good night now.
Peace. Hustle on, hustlers.
Hustle!